He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not welcome in. Welcome in for one of the last shows I'm going to be doing this year. I'll still be hanging around like a guy in the closet. That didn't sound too good. But anyway, here on Giant 90.9, we get ready for our guests. Our main line here is 244. WBDG is 244-9234. You can call in because my guest will be in the studio. He's coming down now from the front desk. And we're going to talk some stuff and things. I got some awesome guests. I'm going to tell you who it is. Mr. Tevin Stutter is going to be my guest today here on School Talk. And we're going to talk about his books and stuff and things and things and stuff. It's going to be an awesome shoot. Awesome, big-time shoot. So stick and stay here on the radio and online on the internet. As always, something's going on in Ben Davis High School. Always got things going on, but this show doesn't happen unless I got my student producer, and my producer is in the house. Good morning, Big Nelly.
Good morning, sir. How
man,
are you?
How you? Man, wait a minute. Give me 2 seconds. You've been busy.
Yes, sir. I have been busy.
You've been busy.
Yes, sir.
What you been? I always ask my student, you've been doing some stuff.
Yes, sir. I've been.
Go ahead and brag on yourself for a little
brag
bit.
Brag on myself. I'm not a bragger, sir. Well, here at the station, a lot of the crew and myself have been prepping for the WBDG 58 Marathon. They'll be starting at 8 a.m. today and going all the way until Saturday at midnight.
Got that going on?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I saw
very
stuff exciting. You had some type of plaque you had or something?
Yes, sir. Top 40 banquet.
Woo!
I wasn't a high top 40, but I made it. I made it. I was, I believe, 35th in my class.
Hey, so. You was in the class.
I know. I'm
better in the class than on the classroom looking in from the outside.
Yeah.
You was there, man.
Yeah, yes,
you
sir.
Push the magic button for that.
You got it.
You got some good promos going on for the marathon. Looking forward to that. You had a big time. You had a big time in New York when you were up a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but it was a blast. I love it.
So that's why they call you Big Nelly.
Big Nelly.
That's because you just do big stuff.
I try my best, sir. I put all my effort, energy, focus, passion into anything I do. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to give it everything I have, 100% effort. I'm a quality over quantity type of person.
If you look at
music artists, like for example, that. Michael Jackson, he was quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. And those albums, he didn't release a lot of albums compared to, you look at Johnny Cash, two different eras of music, but it's quality over quantity. I mean, that's why he had the greatest selling album of all time. But I don't really try to compare myself to that, but that's just kind of, how I roll a little bit. It's just quality over quantity. If I'm going to do something, I want it to be the I'm a perfectionist. Okay. I'm a perfectionist. Right. I want to.
So, hours. How long are you gonna be on the? How long? You gonna stay for the marathon?
Marathon.
A to Z.
Unfortunately, today I have a choir performance
go.
I'm gonna have to leave a little after 3 o'clock today to go get ready for the choir performance, and then. Saturday, I'll be up early in the morning. Yeah. I'll be here at 8 a.m.
There you go.
And then I have another choir performance. It's the same choir performance that we're going to be having today, which is tomorrow. And then after the choir performance is over, I'll be coming back to the station to finish out the rest of the WBDG 58 Marathon. After work last year in the WBDG 57 Marathon, I came back, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made to come back and finish out the rest of the marathon. Mr. Easter and the rest of the crew, we kind of had like a big speech, and we were all sentimental, and we were just really grateful and thankful for our time here at WBDG. I mean, I was tearing up.
Yeah.
Ryan, Max, Owen, I believe Mr. Easter was tearing up. And
I ain't got to my big board yet, but you hit on something. This marathon is huge.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it starts when when my show is over, the marathon starts.
Yes, sir.
Am I correct?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. So it is huge.
It's a big deal.
So can you lay the groundwork just a little bit? What's going to happen?
What's going to happen? Well, first off, we're going to be playing music from all different decades. I believe we're starting in the 60s.
I know something about that.
I may be wrong, but we'll go from the 60s. We'll go all the way to eventually the 2000s and present on Saturday. And then we'll have DJ's Choice. And they'll play whatever music they would like to play. Yeah. We're going to have some interviews. Rick Evans, he is a Ben Davis graduate. He's my mom's cousin. I'm not sure what that makes me, in my family, he's in the radio industry. Mm-hmm. He's doing well. He's on a country station in Bloomington. He also works for the IndyCar Radio Network. He's a busy, busy guy, and he's been kind of my go-to when I need advice or looking for internships, jobs to work at in the future for radio.
They got any prizes during this?
We're gonna have great prizes.
Oh, how do you get a prize?
Oh, just call in. That's it. Just have to call in. Just call in because we'll have like these, you know, hotkeys, for example. We'll hit one of those hotkeys and then those phones out in the lobby area of the station will go off and then one of the students will pick up the phone and
I think one year they had a donkey.
Your prize.
I think he had a donkey. I might be wrong.
A donkey? Imagine if that would have been insane. That would have been spectacular.
They had some type of crazy sound, but you had to hear the sound before you can even come on down for the president. You didn't hear the sound, it don't work, you know.
Crystal McKenzie's also going to be interviewed during the show.
Okay.
And then Kevin Calabro, the voice of the Portland Trailblazers, will be interviewed during sometime today. I'm pretty sure. Okay. I may be wrong. Okay. I think that's it. But we're excited. The whole station's excited. We're thrilled.
Sometimes you have folks just show up.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Some
alumni
just come on through, man, and call in. So it's good. What year is this now?
Of the marathon, or just like
the marathon, it's
WBG 58. Yeah,
wow, yeah. 58. Yeah, 58. And I've been here for 20 of them.
This is my last marathon as a student. I might tear up a little bit. Then you'll be
alumni of station.
I know.
I
loved my time doing the marathon, I loved it so much. Yeah. It's so beautiful. It's amazing memory that I will have for the rest of my life.
Too.
Yeah, the songs. Yeah. It's just, I just love it. I love being a part of the marathon, being a part of WBDG, you know, seeing all my friends here at the station. I mean, mm-hmm. Jeremiah, Lorelai, they've been really working hard. That's a great song. They've been really working hard on programming for the marathon. We've done some voice tracking. Big Rob's been helping us out with that, mm-hmm. but I mean, we've really, really worked hard. Kieran's been working hard. We're all just really, really excited. We are, Mr. Easter. It wouldn't have been possible without Mr. Easter, and you know, all the advice and what he's given us students and laid the foundation out for us to be successful in the radio program.
Sounds good. Well, you got stuff and things to do. What's happening? The thing we call the
big board, ladies and gentlemen. Like I mentioned, the WBG 58 Marathon will be starting today at 8 a.m. To May 4th at midnight. The Lyndhurst International Festival will be May 15th, 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center. And then prom. May 11th at Old National Center in downtown Indianapolis. That's a very exciting place. And then our social media page at WBDG Indy, except TikTok at Giant 90.9. People. If you're interested in seeing updates on the marathon and what's going on, tune in to our social media page. It should be very exciting. Our request line is 317-244-9234. That is, again, 317-244-9234. Phones are going to be ringing with requests for the WBG 58 Marathon. And then podcast on audioboom.com. So if you may have missed a live show, our episodes are uploaded there. And then School Talk with the great Emerson Allen is every Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. And the replays are Sunday at 2 p.m. And we have Mr. John Easter in here.
What's that thing?
Yeah.
Gotta keep it right.
Gotta keep it going. And Mr. John Easter's got two headphones on.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Well, I mean, I put the one pair on, and then Their other pair was on the microphone, so.
Yeah, no, why not have two pair?
He's ready for the marathon.
We're all ready.
Yeah. Hey, there's a song, two pair. About tennis shoes, knee sneakers, like. That's come on not now, good. Come on now. There's a song. It's a song. I got two. Nelly. I got two pair.
Oh, I know. Air Force Ones. Yeah.
I knew somebody get that one. I couldn't. I was totally left out.
My mom loves that song.
Yeah, they kicked me off the Air Force One. You know. No, we've had students been stopped by Secret Service though.
Oh.
That's a true story.
Oh wow.
We were 2008, I believe. And we had students all over the state covering the 2008 presidential election. And, yeah. And so we were at, we were covering McCain, Senator McCain. And we were at the airport.
Yeah.
At the airport. And one of our distinguished Ben Davis television or.
Jordan what? Little.
Jordan Little.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to get a little closer.
Yeah, so what Jordan found out is that the Secret Service gets kind of mad when you film them.
Yeah, so he wanted to get a closer shot of Senator McCain, you know. And we kind of got stopped.
I don't know. Can we say this now? Because, you know, I think the statute of limitations has run out on this. This was like early, and so when the camera went through the let's just go back because that 2008 entire election season was amazing.
Yeah.
If you go back, by the way, waiting for our guests, so we're tap dancing. Or now it's a smorgasbord.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the 2008 election season was just crazy because we had extended it's early and it's marathon day. We had an extended primary season and the Democratic primary went all the way to May or June. Mm-hmm. I think it was in June before Obama was able to clinch the nomination. Mm-hmm. So you had a situation on the Republican side where it was pretty clear after a certain point that McCain was going to be the nominee. So McCain really wasn't doing a whole lot in Indiana. I think he had maybe two or three campaign events.
Campaign.
Yeah.
I messed you up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Student.
I know, but I can't because I'm on the air. So, okay. I don't know what to do.
I do that.
Can somebody tell Rob?
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah. Yeah. So somebody needs to tell Rob to go back to door one. This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
I would somebody do that. I did that to you when you'd be running a train, your thought. And somebody throws in the curve in there.
Yeah.
And I hate that, but I just did it to you. And it's crazy how that happened because you'd be thinking about something.
Yeah.
And then somebody throws in something, like throwing a wrench into it. And you go, like, why you do that? So I just said it for you.
So anyway, it was a long primary season. McCain really didn't do much in Indiana because he didn't have to because they were done. Mm-hmm. You know, he had the nomination. But the Democrats came all the way up into May.
Yeah.
And you had Obama.
Yep.
And you had Hillary.
Yep.
And they were both all over Indiana.
Michelle.
They were going all over the place. Michelle Obama. Yeah. Was that after? That was during
before.
The campaign.
That was during the campaign,
so
yeah.
she spoke at Chapel Hill. But you had those two kind of duking it out. And Hillary spoke at Ben Davis High School.
Hillary, yep.
So she came to Ben Davis. We got her picture here in the middle room where she
that was beautiful.
She used it as her media kind of staging point.
Yeah,
but that was just a crazy thing. And I remember that day that we covered the Hillary speech here. That was crazy.
Remember the student and the student producer was kind of like barricaded into the studio. He couldn't.
Andy Roddick.
Yeah, and they had the windows were covered.
Yeah, they put paper on the windows to cover them up
from the outside. You couldn't look in. Oh, it was surreal. It was crazy. But the crazy part also about when we went to cover Obama at live events, we had to be there
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And we had to take all of our stuff. So the bombs, I can't talk today. The bombs sniffing dogs could smell our stuff.
Right.
And make sure we're not carrying no bombs. And then we got set up. And then when we set up next to CNN, next to Fox, next to ABC. It was just cool having the students running film, taking pictures right next to Bob Costas and people like that.
Right. And this was long before you had the hot spots and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it would always happen this way. We would get to the place, we'd do like all the pre-coverage and everything, and it would be great. And then as soon as I think Palin spoke up at Deer Creek Music Center, she was up there. I think it was called Deer Creek then. Mm-hmm. But she was up there. McCain spoke at the airport, Obama at the fairgrounds. Right. I mean, as soon as they would start talking, Landon, the signal would cut out.
It was a signal.
So it'd be like, "Hello, everybody. Glad to see."
Like, we're having technical difficulties. Yes.
All right. Well, then you hear him come back. Up, yeah. It's good to be at Indy. And then it'd be.
Yeah, we sure did. But we were there, though. We were there. We
want to thank everybody for.
Yeah.
You just get like little bits and pieces
yep.
of the speech, and then you'd have. And then after a while, it would just come in. But it was like, I mean. We you'd stand there happen. And you'd be talking to Senator By, you'd be talking to, you know, grabbing Chuck Todd and the governor and all these people. And then, man, as soon as they would start talking, it would cut out.
I remember we were talking to Senator By at the, this was downtown at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial. No, as the Memorial Plaza down the by downtown. And we were interviewing Senator By, he was standing up on the chair, and we were sitting on the ground, and we was holding a microphone up to him because he was standing up. I don't know why he's standing on the chair, but we was interviewing him. It was crazy. Stevie Wonder was there, and
I think it was 2012. He came to President Obama at this point. Came to Allison's.
Yep, we was there. We were
and
there.
Spoke at we at Al.
That's cool.
Down,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So
and our cameraman
Rolls Royce. Yep. It's not Allison's anymore. Yep. It's Rolls Royce. Yep. But so you and I think Keegan Lampert
and the football player,
Frankie
Bonanno.
So you guys went down there to cover that, and it wasn't on School Talk, but in the morning we had Mayor Ballard on School Talk. Because the ROTC had done well, and Mayor Ballard, I think he brought him a proclamation.
He was a Marine.
He's a Marine. Yeah, and we had Mayor Ballard on three times. He was awesome to us.
He was a regular. You know, but it was funny too because he said he was sitting in where you're sitting, and he said, "Emerson, guess what? You know the president's in town." I said, "Yeah, no, you know, guess what? I'm going to talk to him." I said, "Okay." Oh man, that was fun.
So, Landon, let's say you had a chance to ask the president a question, right?
Yeah.
So Joe Biden walks up in here. "Hey, Landon, how you doing?" And he walks up in here, or he's giving a speech. What would you ask the president of the United States?
Wow, that is a great question. Well, I'd probably be blown away if the president walks into our station.
Right.
That'd be unbelievable.
We've had Governor Pence in here when he was governor.
I'd ask, president. What are your future plans to better America?
Okay, that's a good question.
That's better than good.
What do you think we asked? What do you think we asked President Obama?
I have no idea. What would you ask, Mr. Allen?
Hey, can you say if it's about you and me, it's on BDTV? That was
the question.
That was the question. And Obama's like, "Hey, everybody, BDTV, love you guys. What are you doing?"
We got the response.
So but he didn't even get like the video. I think the video was like, "Oh." I think when they used it on BDTV, they used that picture of you touching him on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And the Secret Service looking all nervous.
Yeah.
And they used that, and then they, yeah.
That was wild.
That was fun.
We didn't get the video. We didn't get the right question. But it was, I think it was deer in headlights, deer in headlight moments. What, you know, he's right in front of you. You know? And I just reached out to his shoulder, and I almost got locked up.
Well, and Hillary's So when the press comes in, right, they give you like all these things that you're supposed to do if you're hosting. So the Wayne Township Food Service had put together this huge spread for the national media. It was like the hospitality room. Mm-hmm. It was in the girls' conference room, the locker room. And it was this huge spread. I mean, we're talking like pancakes and, I mean, you name a breakfast food, it was there. Mm-hmm. The national media came, right? They set up, they did their thing. But what happens when the speech is over?
That's a great question.
They get up and they go because they got to go. I mean, when they're running for president, especially at that time, you're starting man. And, you've got six appearances and, you may have
speeches.
So they're following him around.
Driving
right?
all over
so
the nation.
So the national media didn't eat any of that food. So guess who got to eat all that food?
Mr. Allen.
BDTV and WBDG, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the guy he was producing, he did it in his pajamas. He was in his pajamas. Sandy Roddick. Navy. He said he's coming in his dress, Navy uniform.
Cool. Yep. That is awesome. Andy's cool. Good people.
Okay.
Was the fun times. I mean, it was like busy times, but you was always doing something. BDTV was all over the place. Giant 9.9 was all over the place. But we were running it live and running replays. It was just a good time to be in radio. And the memories that these students had during that time, they took it now. It's like you can't get those memories. You can't pay for those memories.
No.
I mean, just. And then I look back now when Obama was young, I was younger. and it's crazy, how fast time flies.
Yeah.
And you think about it, and then just the opportunities.
And it didn't matter what your politics was at that time. Mm-mm. I mean, I think it matters a lot more now these days. I don't want to get off on a rant here, but back then, I mean, if you were a Republican or Democrat, it didn't matter. Libertarian, we had Julia Carson. Yep. We had her in here and mm-hmm. her two opponents running for, I think it was 2006,
for Congress.
Congress, or mm-hmm. it was either six or four. They all run together. But we had the Libertarian candidate. We had Julia Carson, who was the Congresswoman. And then we had the, Andy Horning, right?
Andy Horning.
Wasn't it?
Andy Horning.
Yeah, it was a Republican running in that one. So we had all three of them. But the thing was, sometimes in politics, this is just, doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, if you are the candidate who is the big favorite, right, they don't debate a lot of times the other candidates. Because it can just go wrong for you. Mm-hmm. Can just go now you can say, well, that they should, and they probably should.
Right.
You probably should for
you say
voters.
Something, though, it's a soundbite.
But they could not get the congresswoman to go to a debate. So we didn't have a debate. We had a forum. Mm-hmm. We had a candidates forum, and we had students here in Studio B, and the students asked questions. Emerson asked questions. We had all three of them. They had a nice civil discussion. Mm-hmm. Nobody got mad at each other. There weren't any, this person does that. That mm-hmm. person does this. Don't vote for that person. Vote for me. Mm-hmm. I approve this message. There was none of that. But it was very, and so, like, we sent out a news release. Because we had been sending out news releases to all the local media saying, hey, we're having this forum. We're having this forum. It's not a debate. We're having a forum. All the candidates have committed. We're sending this out to all the political people. And nobody showed up to cover it.
Yeah.
Nobody showed up to cover it. So after we sent out, we had this forum. It was great. Here's some pictures. Everybody's like, why didn't you tell us? If you would have told us, we would have covered it. And it's like, we did tell you.
Yeah, and that was the first time all three were together at the same time in one location.
Yeah,
we made history. We made history,
Yeah,
and then
but that's what school talk has done.
I like what Julie Carson said when she said that we got to stop making this school too big.
I think we got the sound bite still got somewhere. The soundbite in there, but
I
she
got
was
the
like,
"Video, I got the video."
Hold on a minute.
Of her, I think we got the soundbite. And I think I got some pictures of video when they were here. It was really great. And but that was a great time to be on radio. We had a great. We've been having some awesome guests over the last forever. It's been like for 20 years.
It's got a date violation on here.
A date violation? What that mean?
Not allowed to play after 12/11/2007.
Wow.
I think I got a way around it. Hold on.
Wow. We got boundaries. If I push a button, I can make it work. I'll probably kill the radio, though, so keep me on this side of the monitor.
On School Talk with Emerson.
There we go.
My mama always told me, she said, all right, boy, ladies always go first. So I can't help it. I got to stick with it. It's a purple proud. School Talk welcome to the Congresswoman Julia Carson. Welcome to School Talk.
Well, I am very happy to be here and would extend my heartfelt greetings of the morning to all of the students in Ben Davis High School. This is not my first time at the rodeo. I've been here before and love this school, but you got to stop making it bigger. Every time I come, it gets bigger and bigger. Kids are born very innocent people. They don't choose their parents. They don't choose their homes. They don't choose their neighborhoods. But as kids grow up, they begin to emulate what it is that they see and repeat what it is that they hear. And I think it's in...
Yeah. I did that.
I did that.
Yeah. Man. We should find some good stuff. One day we have an hour plan. We should have a School Talk hour just pushing buttons.
Just pushing buttons.
Let's go back and find a whole
bunch
of
promos. Push all the magic buttons.
Push the magic button. Find all the promos. Crazy stuff. You know, that's dead and said and done. This is first. So we got about 5 minutes left on this show.
Couple minutes. That's all right. We can roll over.
We do go over because after this, the students are gonna take over this thing, man. They're gonna blow this place. I shouldn't say that.
That'll never
make the replay.
They're gonna tear it. No, they can't say that one either. They're gonna tear it. No, they're gonna do that either. They're gonna have a ball.
Yes,
that's better.
Rob's already dug into the cookies we see out there.
Cookie Monster. Okay, yeah. Okay, I watch Elmo.
I love Elmo. I love Elmo.
I love
Thomas
Elmo.
The Tank Engine, Friends, and Elmo.
Nah, man. Yep. Elmo. What's that guy? Well, who's that guy that flies around all the time?
Superman?
On Elmo.
Elmo.
I used to be able to do an Elmo impression, but I can't get it.
Elmo's World.
Elmo. Whoa. My granddaughter loves Elmo.
The person that flew around. I didn't.
Do Elmo Happy Dance.
You heard Kermit the Frog happy here.
Muppets. Love the
That's
Muppets.
That's Kermit.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Do Kermit. Go ahead. Do it.
Mighty ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Beavis and Butthead.
I'm also Patrick Mahomes.
What can you do? Nelly.
Oh man.
Legal. I mean PG. I mean
like. WBDGFM HD1 Indianapolis. You said legal.
Yeah. Perfect
can,
time.
And try.
Oh, I saw it.
I can try Darth Vader. Let me try.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all like me sleeping.
Luke. I am your father.
I think.
Sorry.
I think Darth Vader just had sleep apnea. I think that was the problem.
I can say that because I got it. My phone ringtone when I had an Android cell phone. That was my first cell phone, and I love the fact of having the Android because there's an app called Zedge, and where you can download free like ringtones. Notification sound effects, and when my phone would ring off, it would say, "The dark side of the force is calling you."
The dark side.
And I was like, "This is the most awesome ringtone ever."
So, tomorrow is May the 4th, and we will have the marathon on May the 4th.
Yep.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, that's Star Wars
Star
Day.
Star Wars, yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
May 1st is Justin Timberlake Day.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be May.
Yeah.
That got some good ones.
Yeah. But, so it's been an unexpected show.
Yeah.
But this happens sometimes.
Maybe I'll show up at the window with my flag. Vest on with flashing lights. Scare everybody.
Oh, yeah. We don't do overnights anymore on the marathon.
No.
Yep, because, I'm old. And, I don't... I got over sleeping on the floor. But, so we go home and okay, well, looks like maybe we've... Good morning.
Yeah. Oh. Grab a chair.
Our guest is here.
Yeah. We are totally doing, this is live radio, going right into the marathon. It's perfect timing for doing crazy stuff. So, you know, we're going to not clear the board. We're going to just push that magic button because our guest is in the room. Mr. Easter, don't go nowhere. Grab something because this guy is totally about young people. Now, young people about to take over the airways for this marathon, and it's going to be awesome time. And this young man knows something about doing stuff the long time. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one and only. Tevin Studdard, push the magic button. Push the magic button. Woo! Good morning, Tevin.
Good morning. I'm glad good to morning. See
you. Glad you made it.
Yes, God sir. Bless you. Yes, sir.
I'm glad you made it. I mean, you've been busier, man, than one-legged man in the contest.
Definitely. And you guys got a lot of doors. I was like, you said door one on the east side. Yeah. I just rolled around the whole school. Oh, it's like, man. 79 doors in this thing.
Man, you been got gas left in your car?
Man, I need to fill up.
Man, it is a big school. Like, we just played this part from Julie Carson talked about, we got to stop making this school bigger, you know, because we put it on because it is a big school. But speaking of big school and big things, you've been doing some big things. I remember, so I always ask my kids, what high school did you go to?
Cathedral.
Went to Cathedral?
Yes, sir.
How'd that happen?
They came and got us from Addicts.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Yeah. You're a transfer baby?
Addicts Middle School. So we weren't about to have a football team. They was transitioning to a high school.
Yeah.
So a lot of the kids that play football kind of got, people was coming in there.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I mean, our kids were way back in the day when they were bused from the west side to Wayne Township. You know, I just wonder how that happened. But this, you know, it's school education. At least you finished high school.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I didn't. I mean, my hometown, Terre Haute, I went through four different high schools, man. Didn't finish none of them. Damn. I was real smart. I got in the Marine Corps and finally got my GED, but I couldn't. I had a problem staying in high school, man. I don't know what it was. But you've been busy, man, since high school, man. You went out, and folks, if you got to go. You got to Google his name, Tevin Studdard, on the internet. You get so much stuff. You know, he's born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, he got some family out there. People always ask you, are you any kin to that guy on American Idol? Are you any kin to that guy on American Idol?
Yes, sir.
I'm just like a fan.
Yep, big cousin.
Yeah, big cousin.
Yep.
Oh man, that is. I used to think I was kin to the emotions, but I found out I wasn't. I was saying that for a long time, but I got some fame out there. Layman Brewster, he's my cousin.
Hey, he's actually in the book.
I know that. And Pastor Covington, he's my pastor.
Oh, yep, he's in there. He's too. And I think you know somebody else in there. Somebody that skates.
Oh, Muffy Skates is in there.
Yes.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about. For wow, he's been doing a lot of great things. He's been doing hooks. As far as videos, he's got a giant 90.9 studio out there during the... Oh, my goodness, I didn't know that. Dang. Oh, wow. That is awesome. Dang. That's my daughter, y'all. So we're gonna take some pictures of that. But, yeah, so he's been doing some great things. And someone coined a phrase, from hooks to books.
Yep.
So now you're an author. Tell me more about how... this came about. How did you get to the point of being an author?
Just, I got two little ones now. Mm-hmm. So every time we read or watch cartoons, it was minimal representation.
Yeah, I heard that.
Names and neighborhoods that looked like them or where they were from. So I was like, you know what? Let me create something not only for my children, but for other children to relate to. And it's just been an extreme blessing for... not only them to see, but to all the amazing things. Like, you gave me my first music video in a radio interview.
Man, that is huge. I love that part when I put it out there again. Natalie, what you got?
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but this is the start of the WBG 58 Marathon.
You gonna jump right in it? Let's do this.
Just keep talking. It's just the start.
You gonna let us do it?
Yeah, it's just the start of it.
Wait, get the start.
We're gonna do this. Okay. Let's get back to you.
Would you guys like the intro?
I'm gonna get back to the book. What's your intro?
You wanna hear the intro?
What can we do?
Just listen to the intro, and then we'll just after can, that we'll just talk.
Can we intro the intro?
Well, it's with the intro. Jeremiah
let him do his job. Okay.
Let me find it here. Let me perfect well, where, timing. Wherever it went. But yeah, we're just gonna start right now. I gotta type. All right, here we go. All righty. Nope, that's not it. All right, here we go. We'll turn our mics off, and we'll come back.
You are now listening to the WBDG 58 Marathon.
Oh, yeah!
Well, that's the intro. So, want to start it, but yeah.
That was the intro?
Yep, that was it.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Who Mr. Jeremiah Penrod and I, we worked on it. So, yeah.
Well, this is the 58th marathon. So this is the first time we went from, really went from my show right into the intro.
Yeah.
So, so let's go right. I'm going back to the books because we're talking about how you got. Now, these books, tell me more. How many? You're actually the first guest now on the marathon.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get it.
So how do you, tell me the book. Tell me, you got three books?
Yes, sir.
And tell me more about what they, each one.
Okay, so Hallville Heroes that we have on us right now. So, of course, whole family born and raised since 75. My family's been there. And it was just about creating real and fictional characters. So if we kind of can go through this,
The
first character is my cousin that actually a Ben Davis grad. His name Antoine Golden. He actually passed, but it was significant for me to make him the first character. It's an alphabetical book, so we got the next character, Layman Brewster with Brewster's Boxing. So Brewster's Boxing inspired all of the boys and girls. He became the heavyweight champ of the world. So I felt like that was cool to see him in a book. Shout out Butler's Pizza. You got to have Butler's Pizza.
Oh, man, I remember Butler's Pizza.
Yep, they back now.
Where?
Yep, at 16 Tech. So they back. So we got to show love to Butler's. Yep.
Gosh.
And then shout out Charity Cares Daycare. And then Krista Morehouse. So it's just about, and another BD grad. Coach Carlisle, he's in the book as well. And it's just about highlighting so many people, entertainment-wise, G-Fresh. He had a big song, Shouting Out Hallville. Mm-hmm. And then we got Pastor Harrington is in there as well.
Jimmy Harrington?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's him right there. Yep, and then trying to think. Jake's Barbershop on West 16th.
Yeah.
And then another BD grad, Jesse Avant.
Yeah,
he loves seeing himself in this. Wow. And then, of course, I got to throw myself in there rapping about Long's Bakery.
That was one crazy viral video.
And that was 4 years ago this week. That's crazy to think of.
Now, how'd you come up with that? Did you just
that one came up through it was COVID and sports were stopped. So I was at that time rapping for the University of South Carolina. Uh-huh. And they were number one in the tournament again.
Yeah.
But COVID had stopped sports. So the world was just shut down. And then they randomly said Long's Bakery was opening back up. I'm like, man, what if I just did a song about Long's? And then I had did videos that had got 100,000 views before, but never anything that got 900,000. It was crazy.
Right. Man.
I got a lot of donuts off of that video, so they can always get raps out of me. And then even back to this Hallville book, we got Marcus Adams, another BD grad. He in the CFL.
Yeah. Marcus?
Yep.
I'm a cousin.
Dang, you got a lot of cousins.
I got a lot of family. Well, I owe a lot of folks money, too.
And then we got somebody you know that skates. She's in the book.
I saw that one.
She's in the book. So.
Muffy Skates.
Yep. So
she was on our show about 2-3 weeks ago. Ben Davis graduate, once again.
And then we got Ogen Williams. He's in there.
He didn't go to BD, but he went to Washington. He went to Washington. Did he go to Washington?
I don't know.
I think he went to Washington.
Then we got your pastor in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had named it after streets as well. So Sharon the Street in Hallville.
Right.
So I made Sharon Salad and Taste Barbershop. We got Terrence Hood. He sells cars on Lafayette Road. And even got the Rapper's Tip Street Posse. And yeah, that's about. Oh, we shouted out George Washington in there. They won their first sectional title since 1995.
Yeah, George Washington's awesome.
Yep. So
I remember Mr. Easter got this picture. He got this big old picture in his office of the basketball game between Washington and Ben Davis. I think it was at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Yep. I don't know what year that was, but that's one awesome picture. I was at that game, and I keep trying to find myself in the picture, but I can't. You know? I don't remember where I was sitting at, but I was definitely—I had—it was in there. That was just awesome. So that's history. You see one on entrepreneurs.
Oh, yep. So I got an ABCs of entrepreneurship, as well as the East Side entrepreneurs. So, yeah, it was about because the East Side wanted some representation too. I lived on the East Side as well.
Yeah.
So definitely had to get them some representation. So. In that book, we've got who's in the East Side that I can recall off the top of my head. A lot of friends, a lot of business owners. Mm-hmm. I know with the ABCs, the entrepreneurship, we got James Webb. He got the Juneteenth event downtown every mm-hmm. year, as well as there's so many. Country Kitchen is in that one. Londo's Flame Aid. He got amazing drinks.
But one thing I've noticed even with the books that. But in your walk, now you got one more book I want to get to too. But you were doing something at a mall.
Yep. We were doing vendor events at Washington Square. Yep.
So you're so deep in there. What's this with this connection thing you got going on? Someone's in your blood that you got this knack or this desire to make connections between people and organizations. Where did that come from?
Just wanting to see everybody else win, because it's easy. You can get spotlight, but it's like it won't mean nothing if you can't bring somebody alongside with you. So just trying to incorporate as many people to make the highest amounts of money they can, as well as exposure and the attention. So it's just about you want to go fast, you go alone. You want to go far, you go together. So it's even with the books. They were like, "Why? We thought it was just going to be about you and your life." I'm like, nah, I would get tired of reading about me and my life. Highlight as many people as possible. And that's the blessing in it, because it's a collective. It's not one person that makes mm-hmm. Hallville. It's multiple. And it's so many people that I didn't even get to feature. Why not in the book?
Man, but wait a minute. Yeah. You can't put everybody you know in the book. I already know. Because I don't know how many music videos you did for the universities across the United States of America.
Yep. 100 plus in 33 states, but who's counting?
I mean, they could be in a book. I mean,
yeah. It's so many different things about the transition. Yeah, even it's so crazy. Even a song that we did for Ben Davis, football, I had shouted out 100 players in 5 minutes, like across current roster and past. And it was people like, "Well, you forgot so-and-so. You forgot so-and-so." It's like, bro,
it's always that thing.
100 people in 5 minutes? Like,
but no matter, even when you're doing this, if you're doing a speech somewhere and you start giving out accolades, you're always going to miss somebody.
Yeah, you just got to say everybody. Shout out everybody that impacted.
But when did this start in your blood? I mean, when you left high school, what did you want to do? What did you want to do?
It was really theme songs, because my senior year, May of my senior year, I was performing at Fever Games. So my senior year football-wise, I did a song for our team, and they had played it at our games. And a player on the other team started singing it. So I was like, oh, snaps, we supposed to be these big rivals. He's singing my song. I could do this for other schools. So I ended up doing one for the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. And the players across the country, they were really gravitating toward it. Because everybody loves to hear their name at the end of the day.
Like hearing your name, Benelli. You like being on the stage.
Everybody loves hearing their name.
I do love when
they call your
name gets recognition. I appreciate it a lot. I'm very grateful. I mean...
You get big head.
I don't get big headed, but I'm definitely grateful. I don't walk around like, "I'm big now. Look at me. I'm the best." I'm walking around here like, no, I'm a very humble person. I'm not like just, I'm like, "No, I'm big now, yo. You know what it is."
How'd you feel in New York when they called your name?
Well, that's a great question. Well,
you went to New York. I
cried. That was after I walked up there and was screaming and yelling. And I'm over here like, yeah, let's go, guys. Woo! And I'm over here doing this. Like, I'm like hyping up the crowd. I have the Mercer Island High School students from Seattle, Washington going, yeah! And I'm like,
they rank for you?
Yeah, they're rooting for me.
Was like,
they
were, we beat them out last year, bad.
Yeah, they were, they were like, I love your energy. I'm like, it's just me.
Oh, good. Mercer put some good stuff
yeah,
up there.
I know. They do a fantastic job. But, when my name was recognized for the best sports talk program, I was lost for words. I couldn't believe I accomplished a national high school radio award, and my sports talk program, the All Gas and No Brakes radio show that talks about NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, and other types of motorsports, beat out other schools that, you know, no offense, but I love auto racing, but not a lot of people watch auto racing. Like, they just go in circles all day and go left. They go left, left turn.
Don't
like,
tell Murrow that.
Yeah, like, but... But I was just so I was so happy. Okay. I was so proud, and hearing my name called up on one of the biggest stages, it meant the world to me, because all my hard work, effort, time, energy, all paid off.
I thought you'd feel that way. Now you got the Harbor Heroes, you got the, and then you got one more.
East Side of Entrepreneurs and ABC's of Entrepreneurship.
Okay, what's next? What books? What are you thinking?
Next, I've got some coloring books on the way.
Oh, yeah?
So I've got coloring books on the way, as well as more neighborhood books and more...
coloring books,
I got
huge.
Sports
People
books.
People just don't know.
I got bilingual books on the way. Yeah. Man, it's so much that I'm about to create right now.
And it keeps people connected. You know, you'd be surprised who likes coloring books. Not just kids.
Yeah, that's true. My... Papaw, he loved coloring. Like that was one of his biggest hobbies. He did. Man was over 7 years old, and he was just coloring away. I'm like, Papa, what you doing? Like, I'm coloring. He's like coloring in like the Disney thing, color books, or like the Peter and the Rabbit coloring books. I mean, he could really color. My grandma's the same way. I mean, I remember growing up, I couldn't draw. I can't draw, but I love to color. I mean, it's just, it's great. A lot of people love to color. Like, it's a big hobby that people really don't know about.
Yeah, it's cool. So, coloring books. All right. Videos, anything, big videos coming out? Wait. You're a papa now.
Hey, man, I've been propping since Friday, February 8th, 1992, 2:38 p.m., 9 pounds, 11 ounces, came out singing and swinging.
Yeah, so how does that feel being at, how many, 4, 5, 10 kids now?
Oh, no, don't speak that on me. I'm done. The way daycare costs more than college. I'm done.
Just one shot, right?
Oh, I got two. You got two? Baby girl and my son, he'll be two in August.
So how's it feel?
Oh, man, fatherhood is amazing. Just to come home and just see them, well, my son run, because my daughter's 3 months.
Right.
So my son, he'll run to me smiling, then my daughter, her mom, will be holding her, and she'll be smiling. It's just, it's the greatest feeling in the world. There's no feeling that surpasses fatherhood. And I feel like the reason I'm going so hard is to position and set them up. So now, like, they'll have these books to profit off of for their families. So
exactly.
I'm going to create. Like, I got a goal to make 2 books a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's now that I'm about to catch a groove and I'm really about to catch a rhythm.
Right.
So we come back in a few months, I might have 100 books.
Yeah.
And it's just to, I don't know, just to inspire others that they can do the same thing.
Well, you definitely got the nose open of the community. I've seen you on Channel 6. Yep. I've seen you on Channel 8. I seen you on Channel 13. I seen you on the airways out there in the community. You're doing the great thing, so don't stop what you're doing.
Not at all.
For sure. You know, and I like the fact that you uplift others.
Yep.
And we need more of that in our community nowadays, you know, because a lot of the big heroes some of the big heroes are no longer here anymore, you know. And you highlighted a number of the heroes in the Harville book, but there's heroes all over the city, you know. So hopefully we can get those heroes that have the power, financial power and otherwise, to come together to help make this community, keep this community what it always could be, a great community. And I always tell folks, if I ever get rich, you know, don't look out. You know, my wife says she'll be in line first, but I'm definitely going to help other people.
I feel like that's all this life is about. Like, once people realize that, the better their lives will be.
Yeah, that is so true.
Because it's rewarding. It's like, hey, somebody helped you along your journey.
Right.
So it's like, why not do the same for somebody else?
Exactly. Well, we definitely keep our eyes on you. Before I let you go and then let the students take over, what advice do you give to two sets of peoples, the Ben Davis students, as they go through this thing called life being students before they become an adult? And then the young adults, the young fathers out there that still don't get it.
Yeah.
Once you become a father, it's a game changer.
Definitely.
And you need to take advantage of that and realize that, you know, it ain't just you anymore.
Yeah.
So
to the Ben Davis students, a couple things I would say. So have a vision. Because once you kind of have a vision of what you want to do, nothing's going to get away in that. Like, it's nothing that can stop a made-up mind. So even I take it biblical. Habakkuk 2:2 would say, write the vision down and make it plain. Oh, so you got to write your vision down. So every day you wake up, you looking at it. Mm-hmm. You can't escape your dream. You can't escape your vision because it's so in front of you. And then eliminate distractions. What's good? Shout out Coach Man. And there's a lot of people as far as distractions. A lot of people who don't have your best interest in mind. Mm-hmm. So and whether that's friends, whether that's family, anybody, if they don't have your best interest and don't want you making the best decisions, then eliminate yourself from them. You don't have to be a follower. Be your own person. And then outwork everybody. So there's people that's going to want to do the same things you do, but nobody can control your effort but you. Right. So it's kind of like if you have your vision, eliminate distractions, outwork everybody, and then be unique in the process. I've never seen a book that now there's a couple books with Harville on the cover, but they're talking about other kind of things that have taken place. Yeah. But so we wanted to highlight positive things. So kind of just to like reclaim the positivity that comes from the area. So that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Tell people to You ain't got to take a picture. That's your copy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's your copy. You know, you that's your copy. Oh. You hold on to it. Have that for later. Yeah, yes, sir. Boy,
you got me going now. I'm a happy man.
Yeah, so kids, man, have a vision. Eliminate distractions. Outwork everybody and just be unique and creative in whatever you do. And then for fathers, man.
Yeah.
Man, you got me going back to the biblical. It's kind of like when I was a child, I thought I was a child. I spoke as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. So you have to put away things that you did before you became a father because it's no longer about you anymore. Yeah. It's I see a lot of people still trying to get their 20s out their system. That's why I waited. Hey, I know I needed my 20s. Yeah. I'm 32 now, so it's like I had to, hey, your 20s are for you. Yeah. Be as selfish as you want to be. Do whatever you want to do. But once you have kids, it's no longer about you. So you have to, they have to come first in every decision you make. Hey, if I know they're doing certain things in this area that I could lose my life or freedom, right, I don't need to be over there.
Exactly.
Because I have to make it home to them. Because I have to think of what their lives could be like if I'm not a part of it. Mm-hmm. So make decisions with them in mind.
I remember when I go pick up, and I thank you very much for that. When I go pick up my granddaughter from Flannery House, you know, director always says, he said, I love seeing men in the building.
Definitely.
I love seeing the men in the building, you know, and I don't have sons. I got daughters.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's nothing like seeing them grow up, you know.
Yeah.
But I wish they always would stay little, but nothing like seeing them grow up, you know. But being a father, man, is good. Okay. I'm in the room.
Yeah.
All right. My wife is in the room. Two of my daughters is in the room. Two of my granddaughters are in the room, and one of my great-granddaughters is in the room. I got two great-granddaughters in the room. I'm the only guy. I'm the father. I'm the husband. I'm the grandfather. I'm the great-grandfather all at one time. man, I was like, wow. And it's, and you see all the ladies in the room, and you're like, and you're the only dude standing there, but you got all those titles.
Yeah.
And all that responsibility.
Yeah.
They go with those titles. Because they look to grandpa. They look to the husband. They look to daddy.
It's so crazy you say that. My girl, sometimes she don't be understanding. I'm like, when I became a girl dad, that's a whole different ball game. It's like, I could take my son to the barbershop, just to a sporting event, just to things like that. Mm-hmm. A girl, oh, nah, she might not be interested in sports. Right, she might. She ain't trying to go to no barbershop. It's certain things that you got to
parent
differently with girl. And it's just the, oh, man, she going to have me wrapped around her finger. Everything
twice,
she
four
do.
Or five times.
It's just no like my son, it's that. Like, all right, bro, go sit down, chill out. My girl, what you want, baby? I'll do whatever. Come here, get daddy a hug. Yeah, I'm a little softy for baby girl.
Yeah, you got to be. You got to be. Now, I always say I got my shotgun. I used to have this one saying that we're gonna go for a walk.
Yeah.
And if I don't like the conversation, one of us is not coming back. Oh wow, we can talk all day long, but Tevin, keep doing what you're doing. If you're doing anything in the community that you want us to know about it, you know, let us know. Even if you show up at the big window when I'm doing my show on School Talk, I'll give you the airways, or call in when I give you the airways.
Definitely.
And let us know what you're doing, and keep on keeping.
Does this show run all summer? Or just during the school year?
There's students here producing some things during the summer. This is my last year of me doing this show.
What?
Yeah, this is my last year.
I'm glad I got to come through.
Yeah, this is my last year of me doing the show. I'll be hanging around being a chaperone, stuff like that. Maybe one time be a guest, but this last me my last year hosting School Talk.
Where's next for you?
Prostate cancer awareness. I'm gonna jump on that with both feet and maybe do some podcasts on that. And so I will be on the giant 90.9 airways talking about that for sure, because you know, if the prostate cancer affects the whole family, not just the man.
Yeah.
So cancer is really, so I'll be around, and I'll be still bugging the kids on field trips, stuff like that. They ain't getting rid of me that fast.
He's our security guard when we go on field trips. Security guard. He's escorting Big Nelly down to receive his awards, my junior at the Indiana Association of School Broadcasters. Yeah. He's like, Big Nelly, go. I'm like, all right, sir, I got you.
That is so true. Being around these students is just—it's just huge, man. It keeps me young. My old 69-year-old stuff—it keeps me young, and they're all crazy with a Q, and I just love being around. It's so much fun. So, all right, well, thank you, sir, for coming in.
That's a blessing.
I'm glad you
thank
finally
you.
Made it in.
Oh, yeah, I literally drove around the whole school. Because you said the east side. I was like, which side is the east? And then I'm thinking door one.
It's a big one. All right, well, thank you very much. And thank you for being my guest on School Talk and being the first guest on the 58th Marathon of Ben Nevis High School. Now I'm going to turn it over to Big Nelly. Big Nelly, what you got for me over there? What you going to push? The magic button? I don't care. Push something. Break
okay,
them.
Okay. I was gonna cue your your outro.
Go ahead
and
do it.
Let's go.
You can cue it. Hey, now, hear that song there? That song is the original song.
Okay.
Yeah. But not you didn't do it though. But one day you should have did me one for a minute. But well, anyway, we gotta get out of here. So I do appreciate Tevin coming by and checking this out. But we gotta go let the kids take. I don't know next week. Or I got a big guest next week. Big Nello, you gotta be here next week. You gotta be here next week.
Yes, sir. I will be.
It's race. It's May.
It's May, so people. Month of May.
I'm gonna have Merle. First name Merle. Last name. What's the last name? Give me his last name. Go ahead.
Benhausen.
The Benhausen family gonna be represented next week, and that's the racing family. You know, Tony. You know, God bless him, and his brother Gary. God bless him. They're in heaven, but like I can say, the Benhausen family gave it all when it comes to the racing. So we're gonna talk racing next week on School Talk. It's gonna be an awesome show with Merle Benhausen.
the parents.
And to the teachers, our students have so much to give. My teachers will be investors in themselves and others. Give us what we're going to be giving back. To remember, your future is in the hands of the one to hang with. Okay, be a copycat. Copy Tevin. You can copy him. You can't go wrong. He did it. He's doing this. He's doing that. But just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. Guess what? I don't see much sagging. Tevin, you see people sagging their pants much anymore?
Not as much as they used to.
Not much as they used to. I hate sagging. You know, I hate. You don't look good. But you see an old man sagging pants. Maybe want to just give him a belt. Man, just
what's that little song? Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground.
Looking like a fool.
Looking like a pants on the ground. It don't make no sense. Mr. Dr. Buss always says you're making it good for hip doctors. Because you're going to need your hips replaced. You know, you're making money for other people. You know, that just pull your pants up. Mm-mm-mm. The views expressed on School Talk, this is the views of MC and Wayne Thompson or Giant 90.9. The views of me and my guests. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn it over to the students for the 58 Marathon. They're going to rock this house for a whole weekend. See you next week on School Talk.